We know that long before his birth, he has to be in Exodus.
但是希律死的时候，他才回到拿撒勒。It
was only after the death of King Herod he returned to his homeland.
但你读到马太十二章，他还是被弃绝的。But
we know that as we come to Matthew chapter 12, he was still.
他是君王，但是他是被弃绝的。But
he was still the king, but he was the king in exile.
所以就在马太十二章那里给我们看见那个这个大卫的故事。And
that in chapter 12 of Matthew. We have now the recall the story of David.
那不光是这样,
besides this,
你知道就在这前前后后,
and that before this and after that,
主耶稣在格拉逊、在加百农、在波塞大行了许多的神迹。
And Jesus was Chorazin and Bethsaida. He has performed many, many miracles.
他们就是不得救，就是不相信。
That they just refuse to receive.
主耶稣可以说18个月，他主要的精神、主要的时间都在加百农。
That we know the 40 months he focus was in Capernaum.
那加百农再往北走不多远的地方就是格拉逊.
That we know when you move northwards, not far away will be Chorazin.
所以大概从11点钟到12点，往12点方向走就到了格拉逊.
And that we know when you move towards the 12 o'clock, twelve hour mark, you will come to Chorazin.
然后格拉逊再到一个钟到一点钟的左右，那个就是所谓的波塞达.
And then you move 1 hour later, you will be Bethsaida.
在这三个城里面，你看主耶稣花了许多时间行神迹给他们.
And in these three cities, town that the Lord Jesus has performed many, many miracles.
结果他们还是不相信.
But the end result, they still did not want to.
所以主耶稣怎么说呢？
This is what the Lord Jesus said.
他说：“格拉逊呐，你有祸了；伯赛大，你有祸了。”
He said, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida!"
因为在你们中间所行的异能，若行在推罗、西顿，他们早已经披麻蒙灰悔改了。
But because if this has been said in Tyrus and Sidon, they will wear the sackcloth and soil ashes. They will be saved.
那么加百农，他说：“加百农啊，你已经升到天上。”
He says, "Capernaum, now you have ascended to heaven."
为什么主在他们中间？
Because the Lord was with them.
主在他们中间18个1年零8个月在他们中，1年6个月都在他们中间。
In the 1.5 years, the Lord Jesus was with them.
他说将来必坠落阴间。
That we know that they will be cast into hell.
所以一直到今天，你知道吗？加百农也好，格拉逊也好，伯赛大是一片废墟。
That we know. Today, if you look at it, you know, Capernaum, yeah, you know that Chorazin, as well as Bethsaida, now they are all in ruins.
索多玛在哪里?
Where is Sodoma?
恶摩拉在哪里?
Where is Gomorrah?
所以主对加百农说,若行在索多玛,他还可以存到今日。
Yeah, if you were to follow what happens in Sodom, Gomorrah, you might still exist.
他说,我告诉你们,当审判的日子,索多玛所受的比你还容易受。
Because that what the Sodom and Gomorrah have faced will be easier than you.
弟兄姊妹, brothers and sisters, 你现在很清楚。
And so we are very clear now.
就在那一段时间,
in this particular time,
一面神没有放弃群众,
the Lord has not forsaken the multitude.
但是那个时候是我们的主是最不容易的时候。
And this is the most difficult time that our Lord faced.
好像我们的主做工没有果效。
As if that his work was ineffective.
你看见他吹笛,
that we know the music of the flute, they did not want to dance.
然后他举哀,
and then when they mowed, they did not dirge.
你知道为什么主耶稣讲这段话吗?
Do you know that why the Lord Jesus said this?
因为主耶稣小的时候也跟小朋友一样在街上玩游戏的。And
because when he was young, he was playing together with other children in the streets.
他们最喜欢两种游戏，一个是结婚的，一个是丧礼的。
And they very often they like to imitate two occasions. One is the wedding and one is the funeral.
主耶稣对那些小朋友们说，你看我是向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞。
He says, I play the flute for you and yet you did not dance.
那么我举哀，你们根本不捶胸。
He said, I sang a dirge and yet you did not weep.
约翰来了也不吃也不喝，人就说他是被鬼附的。
And then John Baptist come and there is no bread, there is no wine, you say that he was a demon.
那人子来了也吃也喝，他们说是贪吃好酒的人。
And he said the Son of Man has come eating and drinking and you say, look at it, he's a glutton, he's a drunkard.
税吏和罪人的朋友。
And he is a friend of the tax collectors and sinners.
你看见吗？主耶稣吹笛，约翰举哀。 没有反应。
That we know that the Lord Jesus played the flute and John the Baptist sang a dirge. And there was no response.
所以主耶稣行了很多的神迹。
And the Lord Jesus had performed many miracles.
有的神迹像举吹笛，有的神迹像举哀一样。
And you know that some of the miracles were just like see that playing a flute.
没有人跳舞，没有人跳舞，没有人吹笛。
Nobody respond. Nobody respond to the and none of them have wit.
这就是我们的主，你看见吗？
This is what our Lord
我们工作没有果效，但是我们的主好像也没有果效。
Our work has not, our work is not effective, and similarly, there is not effectiveness in our.
这个世界完全是弃绝他，
弃绝他。This world has forsaken him.
但主说，智慧之子总以智慧为师。
And yet, he says that yet the wisdom is justified by all her children.
主耶稣是智慧，但人有眼不识泰山。
That we
不认识他。主耶稣是智慧，但人有眼不识泰山。人不认识他，对。
And so, fool is about man did not recognize him.
但只有智慧之子才以智慧为师。
That he is the son of wisdom.
No, 我们这些智慧之子，我们是智慧之子。
That we are the son of wisdom.
门徒们才是智慧之子。
That we know
the sons of the wisdom.
That the disciples they are the sons of wisdom.
主耶稣是智慧。
That the Lord Jesus is the wisdom.
所以只有智慧之子才能够响应智慧。
That you know that it's only the children of wisdom will respond to wisdom.
这个世界为什么没有反应？
Why there's no response from the world?
他们都是愚昧之子。
Because they are the sons of foolishness.
行了那么多神迹，他们就是不明白。
After so many miracles have been performed, they did not understand.
所以弟兄姊妹，接着他下面就讲到格拉逊、波塞大和加百农。
And now it follows. Woe to you, Capernaum, Chorazin, as well as Bethsaida.
所以感谢主。现在我们的主要得着一般智慧之子。
Now our Lord is going to gain many sons of wisdom.
但是问题在这，有的人认为自己是聪明通达的人。
Many will think that they are wise and knowledgeable.
他们才是愚昧的。
They are the foolish.
所以下面主耶稣就祷告了。
And so the Lord prayed.
他说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你。”
And so this is the prayer, the Lord. I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth.
因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来。
Because you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent.
那些人就是文士、法利赛人和他们的同路人。
They are the Pharisees, the scribes, and all their gangs.
婴孩呢，就是这些什么，就这些门徒们。
And the babes are these disciples and apostles.
他们什么也没有。
They own nothing.
结果向他们显明了。
And all this will reveal to them.
他们变成智慧之子。
Now they have become the children of wisdom.
那些聪明通达的人反而是愚昧之子。
And those who were originally thought themselves wise, they are now the children.
然后主说：“父啊，因为你的美美意本是如此。”
And then he says, "Even so, Father, for so it seems good in your sight."
感谢你，你没有做错。你什么都是对的。
Father, you are right. You have not done anything wrong.
所以不要忘记，这个就是在头四个月，那一年头四个月，自从后来他不是呼召门徒，就是山上教训以后，那么我们知道说，这里面就发生了这些事。
And so after the Sermon of the Mount, the next 4 months, these are the things, the events that
证明神没有放弃群众，主耶稣没有放弃。
It shows that Jesus did not forsake.
但是现在有机会的时候，他就像婴孩，就显出，就把这些事把他们显出来。
And so now, if there's an opportunity, he will reveal all this unto the babes.
那这什么意思呢？
What does
就是从那个又开始，
time,
从那个又开始。
From that time forward,
主耶稣讲道的时候不再明讲，用比喻来讲。
And from that day onwards, now Jesus speak in parables.
所以主耶稣用比喻讲是在。主耶稣定十字架前一年才发生的。
And so when he speak in parable, it was just 1 year before he was crucified.
在那以前都是明讲，明明讲的，都清楚。
Before that, it was a clear teaching.
现在呢，因为他们弃绝我们的主。
And because now they have forsaken our Lord.
要抓住耶稣的把柄。
That now you want to find fault with our Lord Jesus.
什么叫比喻呢？
That what do you mean by
parable? 他们听见了却不明白。
Because if you were to listen to parable, you will not be able to understand.
每个字他们都懂，就不懂里面的意思。
They know the literal words, but they do not know the meaning.
但是等到房子里面跟门徒们在一起的时候。
But together, when they are in the house together, with the disciples.
主耶稣就把比喻解释给他。
And then the Lord Jesus will explain the parables.
所以现在明白吗？这现在就我们就很自然到了马太福音第十三章。
And very obvious now we come to Matthew chapter 13.
那么主耶稣从房子出来，就是从彼得家里出来了。
And then when he come out from the house, that means to say that he has come out from Peter's house.
然后他坐在海边。
And he sat by the sea.
他大概是往南走。
Very likely,
然后很多人呢就聚集在他那里。
And the whole great multitudes sort of gathered around there.
所以他叫上船坐下。
And so now he goes into the boat.
众人呢就都站在岸上。
And then the multitude was stood on the shore.
然后主耶稣讲了七个比喻，我想很清楚的。
And so it follows by the seven parables.
这七个比喻啊，只有前面两个解释的。
For the seven parables, only two were explained.
那怎么解释呢？就是在门徒在一起的时候，他解释给他们。
It was only when he was alone with the disciples, then that he explained to them.
所以他们就问主耶稣说：“为什么你用对众人讲话要用比喻呢？”
And so he says that why that when you address the multitude, you want to use the parables?
因为现在主耶稣讲的是天国的奥秘。
Because he's talking about the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
叫你们不知道，不叫他们知道。
It's just to cause you to understand, but not them.
他们为什么不知道？
You know why they did not understand?
他们太聪明了。
Because they are so, they are too clever.
你们为什么知道？
Why the reason why they know?
你们太笨了。
Because you are too foolish.
你笨了像婴孩一样。
Because you are, you are so foolish as a babe.
结果你们要变成智慧之子。
Now at the end, now the end result, you're going to become the children of wisdom.
凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余。
Whatever that those who have, it will be added to them.
凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
And that those who does not have anything, even what you have, will be taken away.
然后主耶稣告诉他们说：“你们的眼睛是有福的，你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为你们听见。”
Says that, your ears are blessed because you have hear, and you heard them, and your eyes are blessed because you have seen.
所以当主耶稣讲这些比喻的时候。
And when these parables were addressed, that
他其实是把天国的奥秘解开了。
In fact, he is revealing the mystery of the kingdom of heaven.
然后主说，从前有许多先知和义人要看你们所看的，却没有看见。
He says, in the past there are many who wants to see what you have seen, and yet they did not.
以赛亚看不见。
And that
耶利米也看不见，以西结也看不见。
Isaiah, Elijah.
这个不是以赛亚
，Isaiah,
还有耶利米、但以理，他们要看都没有看见。
They were unable to witness this.
异人像摩西、像亚伯拉罕，他们也没有看见。
Moses and Abraham, they have not a chance to witness this.
却没有看见，要听你们所听的，却没有听。
They desire to see what you see, and desire to hear what you see.
门徒们到底看见什么
？What did the disciples see?
到底听见什么
？What did they hear?
他们看见了主。
They witnessed the Lord.
他们也听见了主。
They heard what the Lord.
主在哪里，天堂就在哪里。
Wherever the Lord is, heaven will.
主在哪里，天国就在哪里。
And wherever the Lord is, there will be the heaven.
所以他们是有福的。
That is the reason why they were blessed.
所以主耶稣解释了两个比喻。
And so the Lord Jesus explained the two parables.
这两个比喻不要忘记已经是真理了，因为他已经解释过了。
And so these parables, as he explained, they have become truth.
然后你就根据这两个比喻的解释的定律。
And we use the principles of the explanation of these two parables.
因为主教我们怎么解释这两个。
Because the Lord Jesus taught us how to explain the parables.
他给了我们一些定律。
He has given us some principles.
你用这个定律就可以解释其他五个比喻。
And you use this principle, you will be able to explain the next five parables.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个就是为什么主耶稣讲比喻。
And that is why now the Lord Jesus speaks in parables.
所以下面这个所以很这个是很清楚的。
And so these are very clear now.
那么然后呢，他讲完了这些比喻，他就回到拿撒勒。
And after speaking these parables, he returned to Nazareth.
然后圣经告诉他们厌弃我们的主。
Now we were told they rejected our Lord.
他们说这不是木匠的儿子吗？他母亲不是叫玛利亚吗？
They say that don't you know that he is the carpenter's son? Don't you know that his mother was called Mary?
他们就厌弃他。
Now they have forsaken him.
那不要忘记，这是在十行了这个比讲完七个比喻以后发生的事。
And that is after the happened after the seven parables.
所以现在你知道，经过四个月以后，你看许多人厌弃他。
And now after 4 months, they have now rejected him.
所以在这段时间里面，主用比喻来教训他。
And so the Lord is using the parables to teach.
然后就到了什么节？就到了逾越节。
Now you come to the Passover.
那么就在逾越节的附近，主耶稣就叫五个饼两条鱼，就让五千人吃饱。
And the nearby place that he has fed the 5,000.
那如果你仔细，我想这是一个很好的例子啊。
This is a good example.
讲到五个饼两条鱼叫五千人吃饱，四本福音书都记载的。
That we know that the feeding of 5,000 by 5 loaves and 2 fishes, they are all recorded in the 4 Gospels.
你如果仔细的把四福音都读过的话，你大概就知道那个五个饼两条鱼是大概是怎么发生的，故事怎么发生的。
That we will know how the story.